Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, we can give them away, so enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. As we roll right into the phone calls, talk to Chris in Alabama. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I'm not quite a doctor, but I just wanted to announce that we're putting together a national Paint the Town Ron event on the weekend of September 29th.
Paint the Town Ron. That's cute.
Yeah, it's also called Ron Paul Overnight. Some people might have heard of that.
I have not heard of this at all. Now, what's going on?
Well, basically, there are about 3 dozen meetups that have signed on so far, and we're all going to get together with our group and make as many signs as we can about Ron Paul and post them in strategic areas around our cities.
So we're going to overnight, is what you're saying.
Right. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be done at night. It's any time during the weekend of September 29th is fine, because the goal is to make it into the news cycle at the end of the weekend or on Monday morning.
You think a bunch of signs going up is going to get news coverage?
Well, Memphis has done it. At least 6 other meetup groups have done it on a local level, and they've each been able to get the attention of local media.
Now, where can one put up a sign for? I mean, obviously, you can put it up on your own property, and anywhere else, you're going to have to get the property owner's permission. What about public property? Are you allowed to put signs on that?
Well, it kind of depends on the law of your city.
Mm-hmm.
There are city ordinances in a lot of places that, you know, we probably ought to respect. But most of the time, no one complains if you put them up and then take them down the next day.
Is that the plan, to take them down as soon as you put them up?
Well, no, we're going to put them up, leave them up for, you know, the weekend, and then take them down at the end so that, you know, we're not going to be accused of littering or anything like that. We don't want to draw any negative attention to the campaign. We just want to get Ron Paul's name out there.
Interesting. Well, very good, and good luck with that. Do you have any other thoughts?
If you want to participate in this, we're putting up a website, but until then, you can go to chrisbrunner.com. That's C-H-R-A-S. BRUNNER.com, and it's the third story from the top.
Great.
Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, this is one of the coolest things about the Ron Paul movement. The people that are supporting Ron Paul for the presidency, they're the ones that are out there organizing themselves. They're not waiting for the campaign to give them some sort of orders, this top-down.
Right. Can you imagine Mitt Romney doing this crap? Somebody doing this stuff for Mitt Romney without some kind of local, at the very least, local campaign managers' control? No, this is just people that want to see Ron Paul elected.
They're self-organizing. They're self-starters. They're getting out there. They're funding it on their own, and they're doing it on their own. And I think that you guys are doing a great job, Chris. Any other thoughts?
Thanks. I appreciate that. It's just really important to us.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I was going to say, as rich as Romney is, he doesn't have enough money to pay all the people who are doing the people who are doing things for Ron Paul.
Exactly.
What they're doing at the decentralized, voluntary level, which shows exactly what Ron Paul's about. It's really the epitome of it.
And it's an incredibly powerful thing in that the Ron Paul campaign gets to leverage all this effort without having to let a dime leave their campaign coffers.
Mm-hmm.
So that way they can take that and they can focus that money on the areas that they think are important. And if you think that going out and putting up signs for a weekend and then taking them down is something that you want to do, then go and do it. You don't have to ask anybody's permission to do so.
And since it's so grassroots, it kind of shows as it is grassroots. And that sticks in people's minds. You know, you expect a candidate to come out and say, "All right, vote for me." What you don't expect is your friends and neighbors to be rabidly supporting one particular candidate.
It's true.
Yeah. And you know what's amazing is the songs people are writing about Ron Paul and the videos they're putting together on their own volition completely.
Correct. Yeah, I there's this one that I hear all the time. America really needs Ron Paul.
I heard a different one today.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
On a different video. It is amazing. And how many people are writing songs about Hillary or Giuliani?
No, nobody's writing songs about Barack Obama.
These people are scumbag politicians.
Even though he did get photographed with his shirt off or whatever.
If there are songs being written, they're not loving songs. They're parody songs. They're hate songs. Because that's what they do in the world of politics. They snipe and attack at one another. And Ron Paul's just a different sort of animal entirely. Anyway, we'll, I'm sure, inevitably talk about Ron Paul some more in the future. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go back to the phones to Colin in our former stomping ground, Sarasota, Florida. Hello, Colin. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I think I've got some suggestions on reselling this war based on collective names of animals because, you know, when I come to this country 9, 10 years ago, all I heard was troops. We're supporting the troops. Mm. And I thought, well, isn't that a collective name for monkeys, generally baboons? And
yeah,
though,
I thought it was a troop for kangaroos, too.
It could be. But, you know, Henry Kissinger, of course, talked about the troops as dumb animals. I won't go into that. But I've got some suggestions for you.
Okay, sure.
To actually resell the Iraq War, make it more palatable to the American public. Possibly, I see ladybirds here, for instance. A loveliness of ladybirds might help.
And instead of troops, a loveliness.
So I think we should support our loveliness overseas. Perhaps that's a good idea. But more realistically, perhaps, if we're looking to be more ferocious, maybe a murder of crows.
Ah,
because that is that's generally what we're doing over there anyway.
Have you heard
possibly
the police
a million
song?
Plus.
Wow.
And if you look at it, hello.
Yeah, we got you. Your phone was fading a bit there. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it is these walking fellas, so. And perhaps the cockroaches. Well, that's an intrusion, apparently.
It's an intrusion.
It's an intrusion. Not an invasion, an intrusion.
Support the intrusion.
Well, nobody cares about crows or cockroaches, so then nobody cares if you kill them.
Well, exactly. Well, what can I say? I've got a wonderful bunch of alternatives there. Maybe Karl Rove wants to work with them. I'd love to go I'd love to go into politics deeper, but I've had a couple of Belgian beers, and I don't think that's good on the air. So,
Colin, hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate
thank you very
hearing
much.
From you, and enjoy the heat down there in Sarasota.
You're awesome. We'll do. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, and if you know anybody looking for a house, send them over to house.freetalklive.com. I'm trying to sell mine there in Sarasota.
Well, it's about $50,000 down here now, so come and take your pick.
Yeah, that's how it's going.
There's a bunch of them.
Low-ball offers. Thanks for the call, man. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It. 800-259-9231. As we go to Todd in Virginia. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to elaborate on the topic from last night about buying alcohol underage and other side effects, let's say.
Certainly. Go ahead.
Well, I just remember that when I was in high school, I spent usually the early part of Friday evenings in the worst parts of town, waiting at these convenience stores like you're talking about last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where I was exposed to some other sort of drugs, let's say, like crack and, things along those lines. So that never would have happened if I didn't have to go to these stores.
Mm-hmm. Standing out in front of the store waiting for people to come by and asking them to purchase alcohol for you.
So in the crappier part of town, you were more likely to be able to purchase alcohol?
Oh, definitely. That was, I knew everybody in the better sections of town. That was my neighbors, so I couldn't go there. I had to go to the seedy parts of town. I had to pay the tax, and we called them walkies. And, it was the people just trying to make a buck,
Sure.
The people who needed $5. Badly enough that they would break the law and take a chance of getting in trouble.
My brother had an account at a package store at 15 years old.
Really?
Yeah. The drinking age was 18 at the time, but...
Amazing. Any other stories for us?
It was just sort of... That was my exposure to even worse elements. I could have just been fine with a little alcohol and been happy, but instead I learned about, crack and...
Now, did you ever actually buy any other drugs while you were standing in front of the store?
No, but again, you're kind of accosted by all these other people that see these white guys, obviously not in their area.
Right. So your point is that if you weren't out as a teenager trying to acquire alcohol through, illegal methods, you never would have come across these people offering you worse things.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And that's something that parents who might have when they hear the idea of lowering the drinking age, that might recoil in fear from that concept, really need to think about the unintended consequences of this drinking age being 21 or even 18. I think it needs to go away entirely because you're putting kids at risk by having them hanging out in seedy areas of town in front of convenience stores, talking to who knows who about getting them alcohol. I mean, he's lucky he didn't get rolled or something like that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 29, 2007, gold 687. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $688.50, $339.70 for half, $169.85 for quarter. That's $688.50, $339.70, and $169.85. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to their support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. For your downloading convenience, go get them on us. That's freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? will bother some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattress are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. And I really like mine. What do you think?
I'm enjoying the hell out of mine so far. That again, SavvyRest.com. 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned this last hour, and I definitely want to get to it. Also, hopefully we'll get to this field permit thing in a moment. But first, let's talk about asset forfeiture. Just an awful, awful idea that unfortunately goes on a lot in this country. Police departments around the country have the ability to take your property, and there's not much you can do about it. In fact, all they have to do is level an accusation against you. Let's get to the story from the ProLiberate blog, or Libertate, I guess. William Gregg reporting. Anastasio Prieto, a truck driver from El Paso, Texas, doesn't trust banks and prefers to carry his savings with him in cash. While this is a dangerous way to manage one's money, a cursory glance at recent headlines tends to validate Prieto's concerns about the stability of the fractional reserve banking system. And indeed, there are plenty of our listeners that are the same way. They don't trust banks, they don't want their money in banks, and they'd rather just stuff it in under their mattress or put it in a safe somewhere. In this case, he's a trucker, so he lives on the road. He has to keep his money with him.
It would be difficult. Certainly, you couldn't have a local bank. If you didn't trust banks, you would likely trust less the big banks.
The chains.
Bank of America and that kind of thing. Then, what are your other choices?
Well, during a stop at a way station in New Mexico on August 8th, Prieto made a critical mistake. He cooperated with the police, assuming that as a law-abiding individual, he had nothing to fear from them. Never make that assumption. A New Mexico state trooper asked Prieto for permission to search his truck for contraband, such as needles or cash in excess of $10,000. Displaying an ingenuousness that breaks my heart, the truck driver consented, informing the officer that he was carrying nothing illegal, but admitting that he had $23,700 on board. Never consent to a police search for any reason. Never admit to a police officer that you're carrying large amounts of cash. Always assume that a police officer would make the same use of that information that would be made by any other armed and potentially violent individual. He would find some way to steal your money. And that's exactly what the officer did to Prieto, with the help of his comrades from the federal Staatspolizei, agents from the Drug Enforcement Administration and the Border Patrol. Over his objections, Prieto was detained for several hours, photographed, and fingerprinted, while his truck was searched by agents with drug-sniffing dogs. Again, he just consented to all this. He could have said no. As Prieto had explained, his truck was devoid of contraband, so the police apologized profusely, returned his money, bought him a cold drink, and sent him away with a friendly smile and a wave. Oh, stop it!
No, really.
You're killing me! What country do you think we live in, anyway? The police forfeited, that is, stole, Prieto's savings. The DEA agents who presided over the theft, quote, told Prieto that he would receive a notice of federal proceedings to permanently forfeit the money within 30 days, and that to get it back, he'd have to prove it was his, and that it didn't come from illegal drug sales.
Now, this is very interesting. Try to prove for a second. You've got some money sitting in your wallet. Try to prove that money's yours. Make a paper trail.
I can't. It's in my wallet. That's about all I can give you.
Prove that it wasn't made by drug sales.
Can't do that.
No. How the hell can you? It's just cash.
Right. And we'll get to the charges here in a moment. This is amazing. You see, under existing laws and recent legal decisions, quote, possession of a large sum of money by a motorist is strong evidence of connection to drug activity, unquote. So ruled the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit in a decision handed down almost exactly a year before Prieto was robbed at gunpoint in New Mexico. The case was titled United States of America versus $124,700 in U.S. currency.
That's right. They charged the money and not the person.
Now, exactly.
And how does the money answer to that?
It can't.
Exactly.
Does the money get a jury of its peers?
I don't think so.
They have a bunch of, bills with
only
dead presidents on it.
Only people get juries,
but
Mark.
These are debt. They're debt notes, and they don't really belong to you. You're able to hold them, and it seems to me it's a privilege to hold them rather than a right, so it's not really your property.
That's how they're acting.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Sure. You see, it's not necessary to find the owner of the money guilty of anything. The money itself can be convicted of involvement in criminal activity and punished by being permanently taken into government custody.
Prieto, the truck driver, has been told it will take a year for him to recover his stolen money, should the regime condescend to give any portion of it back. Meanwhile, he's apparently left penniless. Remember, this was his life savings.
Mm.
And with no funds to maintain the truck that is his source of his livelihood, the collectivist state ruling us treated Prieto in much the same way the Soviet state treated Ukrainian kulaks, at least those kulaks who were permitted to live, anyway. If our money can be seized from us simply because some agent of the state wants to, in what sense is it our property? Summary seizure and forfeiture of property, including cash, by the police, is one of the larger gifts bestowed on our society by the murderous fraud called the War on Drugs. 10 years ago, Congress enacted a reform measure intended to rein in the practice, but as we see, it's pointless to attempt to reform a practice that should be abolished outright.
You know, and it is difficult to reform these things when this is what these cops are incentivized to do.
That's right.
They divide up the booty.
What do you think your supervisors in wanting you to do out there? And how do we know? How do we know it was $24,000?
We don't.
What if it was $34,000?
Then it would be the trucker's word against the police's word.
Yeah, God knows. And at this point, he's a drug suspect. He has to prove he's not.
Invariably,
in America,
forfeited cash and goods are depicted as the ill-gotten gains of narcotics trafficking. It's never explained, however, how these supposedly dirty proceeds are magically cleansed once they're handed over to the police. The bounties seized by police are often used to buy the latest in tyranny tech, such as pimped-out SWAT vehicles and other goodies for the jackbooted pests who are deploying to bring in the loot. This makes a nicely self-sustaining system of official corruption. Thanks to asset forfeiture, the Bridgeport, Connecticut police can simply, he posts a video, which we obviously can't play for you, can simply steal the money to buy cool toys without having to request it from officials who are expected to represent the interests of local taxpayers. In fact, asset forfeiture has made it possible for corrupt police departments, or do I repeat myself, to cut out courts and juries and get straight to the business of plunder. To expedite the process, and this is a story we've actually covered in the past, it's worth talking about again, though. Bradenton, Florida's police department devised a contraband forfeiture agreement. And he includes the PDF here, and we'll give you all this later on the BBS. You can see this all for yourself. For use by officers carrying out drug enforcement raids. Citizens who sign these agreements surrender their property, such as cash or cars, quote, to the department, all in caps, the department, all in caps, free and clear of all claims or liens. Unquote. They also waive their due process rights. In exchange, the police agree not to prosecute. So the cops come in to your home, they take your cash, they take whatever else they want to take, they take your cars, they give you this contraband forfeiture agreement, and they say, hey, just sign this, you won't get charged. Oh, thank you, officer. Just please leave me and my family alone. You can take all my stuff. Sign the agreement. Now it's completely legal, apparently. I mean, they're just covering they're doing a little CYA here just to make sure that no lawsuits can be brought against them, that they can't even go after the forfeited stuff if they have a signature. That's the point of this. More on the way on asset forfeiture and your calls as well. Have you ever been involved in one of these situations? 800-259-9231. Better yet, do you think this is a good idea? This is Free Talk Live.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
This is a special bulletin. The Holy Tea Club is about ready to launch. A few founding member positions are still available. If self-employment income is important to you, go to holyteaclub.com. Formulated by Dr. Bill Miller, Holy Tea is a unique herbal blend of safe, all-natural ingredients designed to gently cleanse the digestive tract and detoxify the body. Dr. Miller's Holy Tea may also be used as an element in any weight loss program and is much more effective than Chinese green tea. Also, with continued use of Holy Tea, one may experience clearer, healthier, and younger-looking skin, increased energy, increased mental clarity and focus, a better memory, more resistance to diseases, better overall health, more comfort with the body, and a happier outlook on life. Holy Tea has been helping people for over 20 years, and now Holy Tea can help you. Here's your chance to help others while creating financial stability for yourself at the same time. Join the club. Go to holyteaclub.com. That's HOLYTEACLUB.com.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll-free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki is there. Over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's totally free. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you're getting sick and tired of the police state, getting sick and tired of this asset forfeiture garbage we'll continue talking about here in a moment, maybe you should consider the Free State Project. Well, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the FSP. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Continuing the story from William Grigg, linked to it, lewrockwell.com, Janie Brooks, we're talking about asset forfeiture and how lucrative of a process it is for the police in your area, because anybody, any police department in the entire country of America can engage in this behavior, where if you get pulled over and you happen to have $10,000 in cash, they're just going to take it.
Well, you know, it doesn't bother, that, from a personal standpoint, that's never going to affect me. I don't think I've ever had $10,000 in cash in my hands. I just don't have any reason to have that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've read stories where, you know, a mother loans a son a car to, you know, go out, and for whatever reason that car gets confiscated because the son had a joint or something like that.
Sure.
Or, you know, a friend loans a car. What if I loaned a friend my car? Now, I've definitely done that before. I generally loan it to people that I wouldn't imagine would have drugs in it, but you never really know.
Right.
I've read stories where rental units, and I own a rental unit.
So do I.
A renter has been selling crack cocaine in the house, and the cops confiscated the property itself
You would think the landlord wouldn't be culpable for that, but
you wouldn't think
you
so.
Are.
But it happens. This is how these forfeiture laws are used, and they're crazy. You don't even get a chance to prove. They don't have to prove in a court of law that you've used this item.
All they have to do is
sell or procure drugs.
That's all they have to do is level an accusation, and they get to take your stuff. Anyway, Janie Brooks, a local resident in her mid-50s, was taken into custody by police who claimed to find drugs in her car. The automobile and $1,200 in cash were confiscated, and Brooks was intimidated into signing an agreement. Remember, this is the contraband forfeiture agreement from Bradenton, Florida's police department, which basically, it gives everything that the cops want to them and also waives all of your rights. It waives your right to a jury trial. It waives your right to challenge the forfeiture. It waives everything. So you can't, if you sign one of these agreements, you can't even go after it in court.
And likely these people don't even know what they're signing. They're in shock from having their stuff taken.
The cops are probably threatening them.
Sign this. You sign a speeding ticket every time the officer gives you one. Do you know what you're signing there? Are you signing your innocence away? What are you signing?
Here's what she said, quote, "He kept rushing me like, go ahead, things will be better if you do it." It was like there's going to be some
better for him.
He said there was going to be some big time stuff that happens to me if I don't sign it. And so it's typical. The cops are trained to intimidate people. In this case, they're going to scare people, and they're going to say, look, you either sign this form, or we're going to bring you up on charges. And so people get scared. They don't want to go to prison, and if they feel like, oh, man, I'm going to lose my car, and I'm going to lose my cash, but I'm not going to go to prison, they feel like they're getting a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And they're signing away all their rights.
You know, you could see this thing coming. In the 80s, you had shows like Miami Vice on TV, which portrayed drug dealers as these scumbags, which a lot of them might be, but that they had too many rights, that they would hide behind their rights and their lawyers and everything. And this isn't about protecting the rights of scumbags or drug dealers. This is about protecting the
rights.
Those who are wrongly accused of drug trafficking or whatever, because this is being used excessively, just like most laws like this are.
Right. Inevitably, maybe you will get through your life without getting caught up in some investigation and being wrongly accused. But the fact is, your family members might. Your friends might. People that you know may get pulled over and harassed by the police and coerced into signing one of these forms and having their property just stolen from them.
And it's just one more way that the drug war is a war on America.
On your freedom,
On individual people's freedom. Because, I understand that people don't want drugs to be available to their kids, and that's the reason that drugs are essentially illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want your kids exposed to possible time in jail for having a joint or something like that? I mean, the fact is, I think it's more than 30% of American teenagers have smoked marijuana.
At least that, yeah.
And, the likelihood that your child is going to try marijuana is it's out there.
And the likelihood they'll make a mistake and get caught is also out there.
And you want to get that for your child?
And despite all these laws and enforcement and all this stuff, it's the number one cash crop in America still.
It is number one cash crop in America.
It hasn't stopped anything. It's just created a bigger police state.
As for his expert opinion of the practice of law enforcement or this asset forfeiture, law professor Joseph Little of the University of Florida overcame a tragic handicap, decades of legal training, to offer a sensible assessment. Quote, "It sounds like robbery to me," unquote. Indeed it does. Robbery coupled with extortion and more than a hint of terrorism. And it was immensely profitable. The county's asset forfeiture fund, that's Manistee County, Florida, at one point topped $150,000. Using almost exactly the same methods, traffic stops, and that's just their fund, which means there's money coming in and going out at all times. So it hit a peak at $150,000, but they're getting money in, they're spending it immediately. So who knows how much they brought in over a year's time. There's no way to tell. Using almost exactly the same methods, traffic stops, contrived searches, and armed extortion in lieu of prosecution, the Dallas County, Iowa Sheriff's Department sucked up $1.7 billion from motorists traveling along I-80 between 2002 and 2006. That's one sheriff's department, $1.7 billion over 4 years. This profitable racket had to gear down just a bit after Sheriff Brian Gilbert was convicted of stealing $120,000 in stolen money. No, sheriffs would never be corrupt in America. No, that's not possible.
They're elected officials.
But Gilbert's lenient sentence, the sheriff, get this. The sheriff who stole $120,000.
Right. Now imagine for a second you stole $120,000 from your business.
Here's what
do you think you would get?
Yep. Here's what he got. A $1,000 fine, a year's probation, and a brief term of community service.
there is another there's another class in America, and that class
the
is treated significantly better. That's the class of bureaucrats.
Rather than a prison term, suggests his comrades have a license to steal from the general public, so long as they don't skim from the state's take. The same priorities governed the Soviet Union, of course. The police there were free to expropriate from the bourgeoisie at whim, but stealing from the state was a capital offense. 800-259-9231. Your comments? Your thoughts? Are you in favor of asset forfeiture? Let's go to the phones. And you can bring up anything. Talk to Paula first. Ladies first. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I tell you what, we have a serious problem here in Florida with drugs, and we've got the point now that we can't even get the police to even do anything about it.
What are you talking about, Paula? We just read you story after story of people who are having their homes and cars and cash stolen by these out-of-control cops. The problem isn't drugs, Paula. The problem is these cops.
I know, and we've got a serious problem with drugs here. And, like, we have my friend of mine that lives over here close to me, and this whole area is full of people that have drugs. They've been trying to get the DEA to do something. And, I mean, they're still not doing it. And, I mean, I know the jails are full, and we don't have much money. We've been trying to get some money, you know, for the sheriff departments, which they did supposed to pass some money in the House for all the sheriff departments because of this. And we have no room for anybody, even in our jails.
Oh, they'll build another one, Paula. Don't you worry about that. They'll build another jail so they can fill it with more drug users, and they can arrest your son or your daughter and your grandchildren.
They'll build it on your dime.
That's right.
Don't let them even try.
You know, Paula, it's tragic that people are addicted to drugs, but locking them in prison cells is not the answer, don't you think?
They need to get help. That's what they need.
Well, the government doesn't give people help. The government just helps them into prison cells and helps them ruin their lives by giving them a criminal record for making simple mistakes like smoking marijuana as a kid or something like that.
Yeah, and they want them to work for the state, too.
Yeah,
I mean, give them
to
prison so they can be their work slaves.
Yeah, they're serfs. Thanks for the call, Paula. 800-259-9231. I sympathize with those who are concerned about the drug problem. But again, the problem is the enforcers. The problem is the system. The drugs, yeah, they're bad. The drug war is worse. 800-259-9231.
See, the drugs are just a symptom of a much deeper problem in our society.
When and what is that?
Oh, we'll get into it after the break.
All right, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. We'll also get into your calls if you make them. Martin's on the line in Michigan, and we'll take your calls about anything. Rick in Texas, this is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call, if you make it now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping. Do what you normally do. Buy the stuff you normally buy. Just buy it through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You've got to do the shopping anyway. I know you want that hot new book or DVD or new maybe new HD DVD player or something like that. There are all kinds of products, 41 categories to shop in. You go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, place your order, and a percentage of your purchase, whether you're buying new or used items, goes to Free Talk Live when you enter through that link. That's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. We're talking about, we had just started talking about the drug problem in America. And Wayne, you had said that you believe it's a symptom of a much larger problem with the American population. And what is that?
Well, for example, you've got David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States, warning about an impending financial crisis. And he always says, he always stresses to learn from the fall of Rome. The U.S. is headed for that. There's striking similarities between the current America and the imploding Rome, including declining moral values and political civility at home, overconfident and overextended military, and fiscal irresponsibility. All of that leads to helplessness and hopelessness, and people feel the need to use drugs more than they would if you had a prosperous, happy society.
Mm. I gotcha.
Well, likely they would, use some kind of mind-altering aspect anyway, but I can see how hopelessness would add to it all.
That's right.
It's certainly hopelessness would add to more irresponsible drug use. I mean, there's always going to be people, as Mark said, that are going to want to alter their states. I'm one of those people. I like altering my state, and so do a lot of other Americans. But if you're depressed, then the problems really start. If you are upset over your life and your circumstances and all of that, then you get into a dangerous area. Then you get into drug abuse.
A lot of people try to escape reality because reality isn't so good for a lot of people right now.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can talk about what you want. Rick in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rick.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind, Rick?
Okay, before I get to the comments about what you're talking about, I want to encourage Alex Jones real quick. You're getting under their skin, brother. That's
what?
Why they're attacking you so much.
What? You're not on the Alex Jones show, and most people don't even know who that is, sir.
Okay, anyway, he talks about a lot of the same stuff you do, and he's on the GCN network. But let me get
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Rick?
All right. Okay, I have long hair. I play the electric guitar.
All right.
And therefore, I work at a low-paying job because of that. But anyway, mm-hmm. I was driving along one day in Belton, Texas, and I supposedly ran a stop sign. I thought I stopped fully, but evidently the police officer didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any drugs on me or anything like that, or large amounts of cash. But anyway,
but you kind of look like it, huh, with the long hair.
Yeah, and he stops me and he says, "I ran that stoplight." And I argue.
Stoplight or stop sign? Well, it doesn't
stop
matter.
Sign. Stop
okay.
Sign. Anyway, I argue with him just a little bit, but then, you know, I just let him do his thing, and he gave me the ticket. But the first thing he asked me is, "Do you have any drugs, guns, or other terrorist items?" And he had a smirk on his face when he said it.
Terrorist kinda, items.
Yes, and I kind of just, I said, "No." And he said, "Mind if I look?" And I thought, I wanted to see what would happen. So I said, "No, I don't mind."
Oh,
so he said, "Get out of the car, please." And I got out of the car. He goes, "Go stand next to that other police officer." So I had to walk about 50 feet behind his car, and there was another police car behind his with another officer standing there. And I had to stand there while he went through my personal property without me being able to observe what he was doing.
Right.
He could have planted anything on there. He could have done anything. It took him 20 minutes. He wasted 20 minutes of my time.
That's right.
Looking through my car. For what? A routine traffic stop. It's ridiculous.
Did you get a ticket for the running the stop sign?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes, I did. And he didn't put that he searched the car. You know, they have these little boxes. Car searched, yes, no. Contraband found, yes, no. Yeah, he didn't put down any of that.
Huh. Interesting. You know, you're fortunate that he wasn't angry at you and didn't decide to plant some marijuana in your car, as you said, because he was out of your sight. He could have done anything he wanted to at that point. And you do understand, Rick, that you could have said no, right? He was asking because he didn't have probable cause and he needed your permission to search. You do understand that, yes?
And I will never say yes. Again.
Did he make a mess, by the way? A lot of cops like to make a mess in the car.
Well, it was a little pickup. There wasn't much mess to be made. I had a cooler full of... Actually, I did have a misdemeanor going on. I had beer in the passenger side, except mm-hmm. it was so covered up with candy and soda pops and Gatorade that I couldn't possibly have gotten to it while I was driving. And I believe he could have charged me with a misdemeanor anyway. At least I'll mm-hmm. give him that much credit, but it did take him 20 minutes. I was going to go eat a sandwich at Alvin Ord's,
yeah.
and he wasted 20 minutes of my time.
You're fortunate. That's actually fairly quick for a police search. Usually, you know, you've got to wait on the dogs to come out, and that could take up to an hour and a half to 2 hours sometimes. I had a friend who was pulled over in the middle of the night, and he spent 2 hours on the side of the road as the police decided to search him illegally. They just went ahead and searched. They didn't ask him, and they had no probable cause besides the fact that he was driving around at nighttime. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
You know, I
just say no to searches.
I often, about stop signs, you know, what was the purpose of a stop sign originally? What was the idea?
To stop people from hitting each other?
The spirit behind the law. And it seems to me that stop signs have been taken a little too far as the enforcement
sure.
goes from the law enforcement point of view. I mean, if you take your car and you come to a, you know, let's call it a relatively close to a stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you slow down to 5 miles an hour or something like that, and you roll through the stop sign.
People do it all the time.
You kind of look both ways. You have a chance to view everything. This is just a neighborhood where cars, you know, sometimes come, sometimes don't. You see that there's no children or dogs running out in the middle of the street, and then you go. I don't think that the original purpose of the stop sign was so that you come up to the stop sign, you stop, your car rocks back, and then you're free to go. Doesn't that sound a little too...
Draconian?
I don't know. Like, they're just enforcing the rules a little too much. The sign says stop. It doesn't say come to
That's
a 5 miles
know,
an hour.
Mark. I mean, there's no middle ground for
these signs
cops.
Were, you know, originally they came up with them when cars would stall all the time. People would be even less likely to stop than now. It just, I don't know. I don't think that stop signs were, the original intent behind stop signs was, in fact, stopping.
I think you're probably right.
You know, you come to so many stop signs where it's just totally and abundantly clear that there's no one coming from whatever connecting road there is. And why should you waste your brakes and waste more gasoline? You know, I mean, it's expensive to maintain a car, and I try to do whatever I can to minimize, you know, the wear and tear on my car. So as far as I'm concerned, a stop stands for slow to observe police.
Sometimes the cops will park. I mean, you talk about a neighborhood stop sign. I've got one right out in front of my house.
Yeah.
And sometimes the cops will park down the street, and they'll sit there, and they'll monitor, just watching people roll through the stop sign, and they'll pull person after person over, and it's just a very lucrative thing for them. It doesn't have anything to do with safety.
No, it's about fundraising.
Everything to do with obedience. Continuing
you have not
the
followed the rules.
Let's go to Martin in Michigan. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, guys. First off, I'd just like to say Paul is right. The drug problem is getting bad. In fact, there's a 74% chance that I may be trying marijuana after the show tonight.
Hey, I'd say there's a good chance I would, too. Thanks for the call. What else is on your mind? Sorry, go ahead.
I've been listening for about 2 years, maybe a little longer, and I don't think I've missed a show in that time.
Wow. Yeah. Excellent.
Podcast, and you can catch up very easily. But I've been trying to get my wife to come over to our side for a long time, and her excuse has always been, yeah, but that doesn't affect me. You're looking for things. It doesn't affect me. Well, I think we finally got her today.
Okay, what happened?
Yesterday I backed out of my driveway. I should tell you that my wife has a phobia of small rodents, rats, possums, that type of thing, anything with a tail. I was backing out of the driveway. She yelled, "What is that?" Hanging on the fire hydrant behind my driveway was a dead possum. And she was very upset by this, so she called animal control.
Okay.
She called animal control on a dead possum?
Yes, to have it removed.
Okay.
Animal control called her back this morning, letting her know that they want to know where it was. She said it was on the fire hydrant. She said they told her, well, that's not our division. We only take care of them if they're on the road. Call the sanitation department. Well, she called the sanitation department, and they said, we can't do it because it's on the fire hydrant. Call the fire department.
Fire
department then directed her back to animal control because it was an animal.
Right. Welcome to the Pass the Buck Land.
Well, the fire department's not paid to go out there and clean up dead animals. We're not doing that crap. Call animal control.
So, Martin, you've got like 30 seconds to wrap this up, man.
The flies will eat it eventually. It's never going anywhere.
So do you feel like that made an impression on her?
She finally saw it, because the whole time she was doing it, I said, what do you expect from government bureaucrats? They're always going to tell you it's not their department. Call somebody else.
But they're going to take your money anyway.
Exactly.
They'll take
our
taxes, but they won't do anything.
Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate the story. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And we shall return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.